Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to the Managing Madrid podcast, a special edition. I'm your host, Kian Sobhani, live from the Leipzig Red Bull Arena, where Real Madrid's training session just concluded. The press conference has just concluded. And I wasn't sure when I was going to go live because I wasn't sure when this was going to end, when I would find a quiet place and how long I had. But here we are. Sorry for the late notice for the live, but we are here. Lucas Navarrete is joining me virtually. Lucas, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kian. Nice setup you have going there in the Leipzig area. How's it going there?
It's not bad. I was very tight for me to get here for a variety of reasons, but I got here just as Cruz's press conference started, and I squeezed in the question out of breath because I was running to the press conference. They shoved the mic in my face. Like, I was like one of the first few questions, and I was caught off guard, but I got through it. I nearly blacked out at what he said. I uploaded the video, his response to my question, and later I realized that people were like, we can't hear him because the German translator is speaking over his voice. But I asked Toni Kroos, how does this season, because he's such playing at such a high level, how does this season rank among his best seasons? And he said, look, it's really difficult to say. And I noticed that became a theme. People started to ask Kim and Carlo about, you know, is this actually Cruz's best season ever later after I asked that question. But he also went on to remind at the end that, look, it's only February. This season is not over, so we don't know. Maybe, I mean, he didn't say this part, but it could be a disastrous season or it could be even a better season after this. We're not sure. How are you feeling about tomorrow's game, man, given all the injuries?
I'm feeling okay. I think it should be pretty fair to consider Real Madrid a heavy favorite to come out on top. I know that it's always kind of silly to take a win for granted in the round of 16 of the Champions League, sure. But I think Real Madrid should be considered heavy favorites no matter what injuries they have. And it's a very important game, I think. I think Real Madrid would be wise to take this game very seriously and kind of take care of business as early as they can in the round of 16. Because, mind you, they will have the opportunity to play in the quarterfinals or the semifinals with a very good chance of resting some players in La Liga after what happened this weekend. So I think they have a good chance and a good opportunity to take the Champions League very seriously now and kind of, again, having the chance to rest most of the starters whenever they need to in the weekend games in La Liga. So I think taking this game seriously, taking matters seriously tomorrow and possibly obtaining an away win would be wonderful. I think there's a good chance Real Madrid do that against Leipzig.
I was speaking to some of the journalists here, and just kind of the collective anxiety from the Madrid media is the amount of injuries and who's going to play where. And I said, look, it's not going to be easy. I mentioned to you that Leipzig set up in a way like Girona. They want to play fast transition attacks. Carlos spoke about that in the pre-match press conference as well today. If you can just remind her that this is a two-leg thing, it's not a single eliminate knockout. And in that case, I would have been more worried if this was like a single elimination game. But you have, what, how many weeks to recover?
Three more, I think. Yeah, three.
Rudiger and Jude by then. As long as you're not blown away 5-0 in the first leg, I think you'll be fine. I expect
it should be catastrophic. Yeah, I mean,
I don't expect that, to be clear. I'm just saying, like, unless that something like that happens, I think you should be okay to tread water, probably win or draw. You'll be fine heading into the second leg, I think, heading back to the Bernabeu. the couple question marks that there are, Lucas, are who's going to take the Jude role and who's going to take Nacho's center-back partner. Ancelotti said in the pre-match press conference, he was talking about, well, will Brahim start? I don't know, because he lacks some height. I don't know if that implies Josilu or not. I'd be surprised if that's what he implied. But he also mentioned Carvajal more than too many in terms of someone mm-hmm. who's playing well and likes it at center back. So I also don't know what that means. Where do you see those two things?
I just think he's kind of keeping his cards close to his chest, right? It'll be surprising to me to see Josilu starting ahead of Brahim tomorrow. Maybe not so much at the start of the season when Brahim was kind of still earning his role and earning some minutes. But I think he's ahead of Josilu in the depth chart now, especially replacing Bellingham. Maybe the case would be different if you know, Rodrigo or Vinicius were the ones injured. But I think, I'm pretty sure Brahim will be the one starting. It will be surprising to me. And to be quite honest, I hadn't read the quote about Brahim's height. A bit of a surprising quote, to say the least, to me.
It's
definitely true. I mean, he has a point, but
comparing him to Bellingham, right? Has the
does Bellingham height matter though?
It might on some set pieces, defending when you don't have Rudiger. Something that crossed my mind as to why he would bring that up. I'm not entirely sure. It's interesting. I mean, without Bellingham, you do have the option of maybe going away from the diamond a little bit. And not that we've been playing the diamond the way we have been earlier this season, but you could also just go with Rodrigo as a 10. You could put Josilu up there if you wanted. You could put Brahim, and obviously Brahim filled in for Bellingham earlier this season when Bellingham was injured with his shoulder, and we played well during Bellingham's absence, albeit in an easier schedule, to be fair. But we do have a super chat, Lucas, my favorite thing to do.
Nice.
Now that we are pro YouTubers, Khalfan Al-Kabi says, loving the lives, keep it up, optimistic without Jude, but we need more than one player to replace him. yeah, I mean, I think the most probable path to me, and maybe this goes back to what you said about Carlo keeping his cards to his chest and not revealing it, but Brahim, in terms of who's earned it so far this season and what he's done.
Plus, Josilu is a good option off the bench, right? I mean, Brahim is too, in terms of, you know, bringing energy and being more of a dynamic option off the bench. But if you're losing and you see Leipzig kind of sitting back a little bit more and trying to defend the result a little bit more, I think Josilu makes a lot of more sense in that regard rather than starting the game, right? So, I mean, it would shock me to see Josilu and not Brahim starting. I would take it that far, really.
So I've said this before, and not to jinx it, and I know the number one jinxer so far has been Sid on the podcast, who thinks we're just going to just wipe Leipzig away.
I think so, too. I don't want to jinx it, by the way. But I agree with Sid.
I cannot reveal what I feel internally for jinxing reasons, but they suit us the way they play. Obviously, the way they play, that means they can also punish us in transition as well. But I really like the way we approach the Girona game in terms of our compactness on defense, the way we were conservative yet incredibly efficient offensively. We plugged holes, and Leipzig are going to open up. There will be phases where they defend deeper, but because of their transition game, I think Brahim does make more sense than Josilu in this aspect for this reason.
No question. You're not
going to be in a deep block. You're not facing a deep block where you'll be pumping crosses, and I don't think.
Not until the late stages of the game, I don't think. So, yeah, I mean, again, I would take it as far as to say that it would, like, be a shock to me seeing Josilu in the lineup and not Brahim. And by the way, since you mentioned it early on as well, it would also shock me to see Carvajal and not Nacho starting in the center of the offensive line.
So you basically too many Nacho, Carvajal, like, the right.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah. Menu's a given.
I think so too, yeah. I mean, it will be a shock for me not to see those. I mean, yeah. I can only see a different path if Ancelotti, for some reason, wants to start Tchouaméni as a defensive midfielder instead of Camavinga, or maybe Camavinga as a left back if Mendy's not feeling well, whatever. I mean, it will be a shock to me not seeing Nacho and Tchouaméni in the center of the defensive line. Even though, again, Lucas Vázquez has been great and deserves some praise, but at some point, I think you have to return to and play the pure center back you have at your disposal, who is Nacho at the moment. So I think it's pretty clear to me. Yeah, I think I really think it's easy to predict Real Madrid's lineup, and Ancelotti kind of just went out of his way trying to again put a poker face maybe and try not to reveal it. But I think it's a pretty predictable lineup for tomorrow.
Even things like when in the press conference when he said, someone asked him about Lunin and Kepa, and he said, "I already know the answer, but I'm not going to tell you." Basically, we think we all knew it was Lunin. I don't know. This is weird, but I didn't think too much of into it. But for some reason, I didn't see Kepa in the training session. I only saw Lunin, but maybe I was just distracted. I don't know, but it's probably going to be Lunin. Here's the context of his quote about Brahim's height, because I'm reading the quote now, and as always, I just even Cruz's answer to me, I kind of blacked out. I didn't really know what he said until I had to go back after. So this is the Carlo quote about Brahim. Quote, "It's a clue that he played when Jude was not there. Leipzig are very good at set pieces, and that is not their strength." Must be something mistranslated there. "They have scored 26 goals in transition. That is important. Then Carvajal also, he played well as a central defender. Am I going to remove him after playing well?" So he kind of was like vague and probably just didn't want to reveal too much. I don't know if you saw Marco Rose earlier today, what he said.
Yeah. I didn't see it coming as well. It was strange.
Which one?
Yeah. He's not sure Bellingham isn't playing.
I thought it was a joke. I didn't attend
Nobody
that
interpreted
one.
That way, I don't think.
But he's not even in the squad.
I know. that's why it was silly. Yeah, I don't think he made the trip even, right? Is he going to fly it on a private jet tomorrow to play? I mean, no way.
He's not playing
this.
We already know he's not playing. But I wasn't there and I didn't see the video, and I only
Me neither. Me neither.
Someone told me in the press conference now that Marco Rose said this. So I was like, well, that sounds like a joke, because he's probably just making a joke out of it. But anyways, with regards to this, let's just summarize what I think Carlo meant here was, Brahim doesn't really have the height to defend set pieces, but it's, given the fact that he started when Jude had the shoulder injury, he'll probably start. And I'm with you in terms of, I don't think there's going to be any curveballs tomorrow in terms of the starting lineup.
There should be, by the way. It's just, I think Real Madrid have what it takes to take care of business without like overthinking it, right? Or overdoing it. I think implementing any kind of unpredictable change to the lineup we all think Ancelotti's going to go with could kind of backfire tomorrow. I think Real Madrid have the tools to take care of business with the predictable lineup, if you will.
Occam's razor, man. Sometimes the most simple method, and often this most simple method is the best method.
Yep.
All right. We talked about starting lineups. We talked about injuries. We talked about how I think Leipzig will approach this game. By the way, if you guys want more of the detailed preview, that's already been done with Derek Ray of ESPN. Just go back and listen to that podcast we did a week or two ago. This is more just kind of raw reaction from Leipzig, which is my very first time in Germany.
You're from Canada.
Fine.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm coming from Canada. Right. So it's like, I don't know what it is, but it doesn't feel cold at all.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All right. What else did you want to address?
Maybe we should touch on Barcelona and kind of have a little bit of fun.
Okay.
After another debacle last night, I know that, it's not Real Madrid, but I think most Real Madrid fans would enjoy a little bit of banter.
So I saw your tweet, quote tweeting Barcelona's tweet from January, which
I saw the tweet, I initially thought, okay, this was published like months ago. Well, yeah, a month ago, really, like 30 days ago, which...
What was even the context? Maybe was that like when we dropped a 2 points against Atletico? Like,
no
did
idea.
Something happen?
No idea.
So Barca's admin social media team has been pretty bad for a long time. Like, very cringy. Like, just putting out things that are just bad karma, man. Bad karma. If you're like, you know, peak Barca, then okay, talk some trash. But that was crazy that they, I mean, of all the tweets. So the tweet was that you resurfaced and you were laughing at it with a Luka Jokic.
Not Luka. Come on, man. Respect the two-time MVP, Kian.
Oh, my God. Nicole, look, man, there's like three Lukas, there's a bunch of Jokic's, there's a Jovic. I'm sorry, man. The Nikola Jokic laughing meme. But the tweet that Barca put out was
climbing our way to the title, something like that.
Picture of Lewandowski climbing over Bellingham to the title race, which is just a beautiful karma. So. I don't have much to say. I watched the Barca-Girona game in the airport yesterday, and I was just like, regardless of what happens here, Barcelona's defense is absolutely a joke. I've never seen anything like this. Last season, I was on record saying that their defense is not as good as the numbers show us, because their expected goals against are actually much worse than the amount of goals they're conceding. Ter Stegen is also going into superhuman
form.
Ter Stegen
was out of this world last year.
Yeah, and on top of those two things changing this year, Araujo and Koundé have been just extra, extra terrible. I mean, even like Christensen yesterday, Frankie de Jong, these guys just have no idea what they're doing defensively. So,
yeah. I mean, let's be honest. I think La Liga title, if it wasn't this way like 2 weeks ago, I think right now we have to like really start to maybe make some rotations during the weekends, man. It's just 10 points ahead of Barca. Is it 5 points ahead of Girona, who I think it should be reasonable to expect some kind of drop in form for the second half of the season right now. So I think Ancelotti would be wise to start giving some rest to the starters in order to keep everyone engaged, man, and to keep everyone fresh for these, hopefully for these next stages of the Champions League, assuming Real Madrid advance, which odds are pretty high that they should, yeah.
I don't really have too much else, to be honest with you. I'm going to just do a quick super chat really quick, but, you know, today wasn't too revealing to me in terms of what we found out at the press conference, what we saw in the training session, which was, you know, pretty much status quo. All the players you expected to see on the field were there. And apart from maybe some interesting tactical answers that Carlo gave regarding transitions and set pieces, maybe some lineups, although not too revealing, plus Cruz talking about whether it's his best season or not.
Yeah, not giving an answer about his future, obviously, just no. Yet. Kind of saying that he's seen another... him and Modric are not in the same page with regards to how they see their careers unfolding in the in terms of their future, right? Like, pretty much implying that he doesn't see himself playing as long as Modric did. So, yeah, as Modric has.
I think it's pretty clear, regardless of, you know, what he says or not. I think that was always clear to me in the sense that...
Oh, yeah.
Modric will play until... he just physically can't anymore. And Cruz wants to be more like Michael Jordan in the sense that, yeah, leaving out on top. Although MJ, there's a whole story behind why he retired early-ish and then came back. But look, man, I what I said to him, I really meant it, that this is probably the best I've seen him play. And that's why I was really curious. And if he goes out this year, it's truly, truly at the top of his game. Like, truly.
Ancelotti, I think, needs to start managing his legs, though. I think he's been playing a crucial role for the first half of the season or so. He's been great. But we want this version of Kroos also in April, right? And in order for him to reach April in good form, I think you need to start managing him a little bit.
Well, now that you... had this amazing week in La Liga where you started to separate yourself a little bit. Probably have a cushion. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, a game like Celta at home in March.
I mean, there's just no way Ceballos doesn't start that one, I think. Or yeah. He should, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at games like that where you have a cushion by then, probably, all I'm saying, you know?
Yeah.
There's no question that I think you want to preserve him as much as you can. Very similar to like 2022 when Modric in the Champions League was unplayable. The guy was on another level, and that was only 2 years ago. But I think if you want those Cruz really big nights, I think it does make sense to, you know, use your squad that you have. And we have a ton of midfielders that can fill in those games. Okay. Anything else, Lucas? Because
not for me.
Okay.
How's I had limited time looking in here for
before
tomorrow.
I had to go. Sorry. Say it again.
How's the buffet looking from tomorrow for tomorrow at least?
Great question. I don't know until I go there.
German
today,
food, man. No offense to German people, but I wouldn't.
Well, what I is wouldn't it? Hold sausages my... and pretzels.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Beer. This was the only thing I saw today. Was this.
No.
Sea Blue Edition Red Bull they gave the journalist, but it has like 200 calories for the... Oh, no, 45 calories. If I'm drinking something, it has to be zero calories. That's the rule.
No curry, bratwurst, which is like hot dogs or anything like that.
I haven't seen anything. That's pretty much there. Maybe, but you know, Champions League UEFA requires them to cater. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I will report back.
Definitely.
Sure. I've had probably 3 hours before the game. Make sure I take advantage.
Although don't hold your hopes up, though. German people are not known for the quality of their food.
10 cups of coffee is basically what I usually do. It's out of control how much coffee I drink. Yeah, guys. Okay, so I gotta run. Everyone is leaving here. There's noise. People want me out. but this was better than not doing one. So we. I'm glad we did it. Someone that says take pictures for the Twitter. If you want like some behind the scenes, I'm more active on Instagram stories right now. And we're very active tomorrow. Today I post a little bit from training and press conferences, and tomorrow I will post more. Yeah. Okay, Lucas. I'll also let you guys know for the post game show tomorrow. I think it's going to be around 2 hours after the game, not immediately. I'm guessing 1 hour after the game, my work here will be done. I'll head back to the hotel and I'll log on around 2 hours after the game. So that one won't be immediate. And then on the 14th.
I'll be back on El Día Después. Yeah,
Lucas and I are doing El Día Después on the 14th, the day after the game. And that's only for members. So you have to be a patron for that show or a YouTube member. So if you're watching this on YouTube, just hit the memberships tab and join. If you're a patron, we will send you a link. We're going to send you a link either way if you're a member, but you have to be a member for that one, El Día Después. All right, Lucas.
Get some rest, man.
Enjoy the night. Enjoy the game tomorrow. And, someone is asking about a vlog. I actually will document tomorrow behind the scenes. I'll do a day in the life.
Really interested in the buffet, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do a day in the life tomorrow. I'm not going to post it tomorrow, but I'll document it and then throw it together at some point. I did a huge one when I went to the Etihad, the 4-0 last year, and I just didn't post it because I was like, this is too depressing to post now. But I'll post something for tomorrow. All right. Thanks, Lucas. Thanks,
you too, man,
for tuning in. Peace out.
Yep.
Later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.